Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue regarding Islamic punishments is the punishment of blasphemy. What is the punishment of blasphemy which is mentioned in the sources of Islam? Now, in this regard, our jurists are absolutely, there is a consensus among them that every person who is guilty of blasphemy has to be punished by death at all costs. Now, this inference, I'm afraid, is not true. The Quran explicitly says, أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. He who killed a human being without the latter being guilty of killing another or of spreading anarchy in the land should be looked upon as if he killed all mankind. So the Quran says that the death punishment can only and only be given in two cases, either in cases of qisas or in cases of a person who is guilty of spreading disorder and anarchy in the land, which it calls in its own terms as fasad fil ard. Now, first of all, it should be considered whether the issue of blasphemy falls in any of these two categories. Of course, there can be forms of blasphemy which can fall under the issue of fasad fil ard. Now, the fasad fil ard itself is punishable in the Quran in various degrees. In all such cases, when a person is committing fasad fil ard, which other means taking the life, wealth and honor, or attacking the life, wealth and honor of people, and taking the law and order in one's own hand, and in creating a law and order situation in the society, in all such cases, which are called cases of fasad fil ard, it has to be determined whether the criminal deserves extreme forms of reproof or whether any lenience is to be given to him. Consequently, the punishments of fasad fil ard, which are mentioned in the Quran, they also have a wide repertoire. There's the extreme punishment of taqtil, which is mentioned as punishments of fasad fil ard, in which a person is to be executed in an exemplary manner. Then, of course, there is the punishment of crucifying him or cutting his limbs from opposite sides and even exiling him and at times even forgiving him absolutely. So, if a person is to be regarded as a person who has committed blasphemy, if he is to be regarded as a person who has committed fasad fil ard even, then also it has to be decided that what is the nature and extent of the crime he is given. Not all instances of fasad fil ard warrant a death punishment. There are cases in which a criminal can be given a lesser form of punishment. For example, if a criminal indulged in such an act because of some temporary emotion or because of some inadvertent thing, then of course he cannot be classified as a person who has committed this blasphemy in its ultimate form. Here one also make a distinction between an intellectual criticism on a rever personality and making fun of that personality. Muslims should be very, very well grounded in the fact that not all forms of criticism lie or fall under blasphemy. So therefore, the bottom line is that it is incorrect to say that the punishment of blasphemy at all costs is death. It is not death at all costs. The punishment of blasphemy can fall amongst the crimes which are called the crimes of fasad fil ard. And the fasad fil ard itself, as I said, is classified broadly in various categories. The punishment of fasad fil ard is classified in various categories. And it is the nature of the crime which the person commits which warrants a specific type of punishment. It is not that in all cases the death punishment has to be given. There can be cases, as I said, when lesser punishments can be given, and even cases when a criminal can be completely exonerated from his crime. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.